Chapter 12. Achieving Success. Getting to know the idioms. A. Listening for understanding. Listen to the following excerpt from a book on how to operate a successful business. Learning the ropes.
Mr. Sam Leland, business executive and author of the best-selling book, How to Be Your Own Boss, offers some advice for ambitious entrepreneurs.
1. Learn the ropes. Starting your own business is never easy. There is much that you need to know, and you must assume that you will make some mistakes. Many crucial business errors can be avoided, however. The first and most important thing to do is make sure you know as much as possible about your business and what will make it profitable before you open your doors. 2. Get your gears turning. What will sell in today's overcrowded market is a superior product at a lower cost. Never stop thinking about how to improve your product or service. Think about it at dinner, in the shower, while you're asleep. Be creative. Don't always go by the book. If you can think of a way to do things better than they've always been done, do it. Remember, however, that some rules can't be broken. Be sure to follow all legal requirements and regulations to the letter. 3. Get rolling. Experience is always the best teacher, so get started as soon as possible. Don't wait for everything to be perfect before you open your doors. Your business will continue to expand and improve as you learn what your clients want. 4. Always be aware of your competition. How does your product or service stack up? Remember that to stay in business, you always have to be a little bit better than the other guys. No businessman worth his salt would be content with a middle-of-the-road product or sales performance. You simply can't afford to be average. If you do not remain competitive, your business will not survive. You will go belly up before you know it. 5. Keep in mind that the customer is king. Do everything you can to satisfy your client, no matter what it takes. Learn to say, no sweat, to any request. Find a way to make it happen. Even when you get snowed under by phone calls, bills, and work orders, you must treat your customers with dignity and respect. Tell them you value their patronage, and above all, never give them the runaround. Be honest with them, and they will remain loyal to you. If they are dissatisfied, work harder than ever to please them. A happy customer is your best advertisement. 6. Don't get discouraged. It's possible that in spite of your best efforts, your business may fail anyway. If I had given up after my first failed attempt, I wouldn't be where I am today. Sometimes luck is largely responsible for success. So my final words to you are, good luck.